Joe Fisher joins us. I'm not sure where he fits in with McFilthy and McNasty.
Somewhere in between.
Johnny Mosh is to call.
Joe, what's going on this morning?
I'm doing all right. How you guys doing?
We're doing well. The women's team, not so well last night at Georgia. Their first loss in conference play against the Georgia team. It's always tough when you go to Athens to play.
It is, and Georgia was in a little bit of a, I don't want to say a desperation mode, but they had dropped a couple of games. You know, they were a game below 500 in conference, and always plays Vanderbilt tough. And, you know, the thing we're seeing with this Vanderbilt women's team now, for some reason, they struggle in the first half. And, you know, Christina Wirth didn't score in the first half. She only had 3 points in the whole game. And, you know, we're kind of on a streak now of three or four games in a row where she has not been very productive offensively in the first half. Now, in those other games, she had come through in the second half, but this time she could not, and they fell way behind. I mean, Vanderbilt was behind, you know, 13 points early on in the first half and sort of kept battling and hanging in, but could never get close enough to make it interesting. So I guess in some ways it's not totally unexpected after you play a big stretch of games where you play a Tennessee and an LSU and then you have to go on the road. But I know Melanie's disappointed, and now they got to turn around and go right back on the road Sunday at South Carolina. So, you know, anytime you're facing two road games in 1 week in the conference, you know, a split is kind of, if you're going to do well in the year, a split is almost something you have to get. So I'm sure they'll be really focused on getting back to work and trying to find a little better offense for Sunday.
Joe, forgive me for still not knowing the rules that pertain to you and what you can say and what you can't say. But
right.
In the Tennessean sports page, John Jenkins mm-hmm. for Station Camp, averaging 41 points a game. And I would think that will be a welcome addition next year to Vanderbilt as far as their scoring punch. But if you look at the rest of the guys on this list as far as the nation, the state, you're looking at LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, Larry Bird, Michael Jordan, not even close to this kid, 10 points away.
Yeah.
But also, talk about him if you can. And if you remember this kid, Ronnie Schmitz of Ridgeway in 89, averaging 44-2 a game. What was he like?
Well, to be honest, took a lot more shots than John does. You know, he was in an offense in a situation, as I recall, that you know, he got it off pretty much every time he came down the court. John is one of those that sort of everything in their offense certainly works around him, from what I understand, and he's an outstanding shooter. But I don't think he would be considered somebody that just takes way too many shots. I mean, he's shooting, you know, a great percent, about 63% from the field. So maybe he should shoot more. I don't know, but there's no question that I think Vanderbilt will be very excited. You know, he is a signee, so they'll be very excited to add him to the mix. And, you know, maybe talking about shooting will kind of help these guys that have been struggling a little bit from the field right now to get ready for Sunday. Because
is he more of a dual threat, this kid Jenkins, as far as he's 6'5",
well,
so he's not going to bang, but he could be that dual threat?
I don't know if they're going to try him that way. He does have height at 6'4", 6'5", which is a nice thing to have for a shooting guard. But I would think in the grand scheme of the offense right now, he's not a guy that they would try to look to post up against a guard. They want him out, you know, on the perimeter. But, you know, that's
he looks like
way.
A big kid.
Yeah, and he's a good kid, too. He was at the game the other night, comes to quite a few of the games. But, you know, this Vanderbilt team is struggling to make open shots. You know, in the Tennessee game, I think part of the frustration was, you know, they got looks. They just didn't knock them down. That early sequence in the game, remember, they had two or three different occasions in the early moments where they had two or three offensive rebounds and chances for putbacks and couldn't make them. You know, and a couple of them were, you know, point blank. And I think Kevin had did a call-in show last night. Kevin had a pretty animated talk with the guys, very matter of fact, about, you know, it's a team that right now might be lacking, for what his words, a little bit of attitude. You know, you need to be willing to make the right play, make the right shot, and take the right shot. And if you miss it, don't worry about it. You know, if it's the shot you're supposed to take in the offense, take it. You know, if it's the pass you're supposed to throw, pass it. If it doesn't work out, that's okay. But just be doing what you're supposed to do and don't be hesitant. So I think we saw some hesitancy on Tuesday night when guys would, you know, after missing a couple of shots, would get an open look early and would pass it up. And then many times Vanderbilt would end up taking a much more difficult shot toward the end of the shot clock. So he's just got to try to get them to play a little freer. I'm sure they're feeling a little pressure. And just say, go ahead. If you make a mistake, we'll live with it. But just let's be doing what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, when you have open looks, you got to pull the trigger.
Got to take them. That's right.
All right, Joe. Sunday afternoon for Vandy in Florida.
12:30 Central Time tip-off. Looking forward to it.
Sounds good, Joe. See you later.
See you guys.